أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. وإن كادوا ليفتنونك عن الذي أوحينا إليك لتفتري علينا غيره وإذا لاتخذوك خليلا. In the previous ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala first spoke of the moment when we will be called before Allah azza wa jalla on the day of Qiyamah in groups. Allah says, we will come before Allah. And then every individual, every person will be given his book of deeds. Allah spoke of those who will be given their book of deeds in their right hands, and the joy and the happiness that they will experience at that moment, that they will want everyone else to study their results and to read their book of good deeds. In the next ayah, ayah number 73 and the following ayat, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala refers to a specific incident and event that took place in the life of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam. The chieftains and the prominent people of Makkah al-Mukarramah, they came to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wasallam and they said to him that we are prepared to embrace Islam and we are prepared to befriend you on condition that you drive away the downtrodden, the poor, and the simple people from around you. And so long as they are not associated with you, then we will support you, and we will then embrace Islam, and we will befriend you. They said that we cannot associate ourselves with them. And as long as they are associated to you, we cannot associate ourselves to you then. Because that would mean that we'll have to sit with them, and we'll have to share the same position around you that they enjoy. So this was the demand that they had made. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala revealed these ayat to the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, informing him that وَإِن كَادُوا لَيَفْتِنُونَكَ عَنِ الَّذِي أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ. O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, indeed, they try to tempt you, and they were about to tempt you away from that which we have revealed to you. This is the whole plot and this is the whole plan. This was just a tactic that they have used. They were never going to embrace Islam. They just wanted to distance your followers away from you. Because imagine if Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had to distance himself away from the simple people and the poor people in Makkah al-Mukarramah, and then these people do not embrace Islam, will those people want to come back and associate themselves to Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam? That would never have been the case. So Allah says, indeed, they were about to tempt you away from that which we have revealed to you, لِتَفْتَرِيَ عَلَيْنَا غَيْرَهُ, so that they may forge something else in our name. They may forge, and they may make you fabricate something else and come up with something else in our name, so that you now decide what the religion will dictate and what deen will demand. وَإِذَا لَتَّخَذُوكَ خَلِيلًا. And in that case, they would have made you their friend. This is what they had claimed, that if you do this, you come up with this own version of deen that excludes poor people and that excludes the simple people in the community. If you can do that, then we will befriend you and we will support you. Allah tells Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, وَلَوْلَا أَن ثَبَّتْنَاكَ. Had we not made you firm, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had it not been for our grooming, had it not been for our culturing, because we have groomed you, we cultured you, we developed you, had it not been that we made you firm, لَقَدْ كِدْتَ تَرْكَنُوا إِلَيْهِمْ شَيْئًا قَلِيلًا. It was very likely that you would have inclined towards what they were saying even a little bit. You would have been tempted to accept this proposal that they had made. You would have been tempted to do what they asked you to do, had it not been that we made you firm, and that we had given you the support and the nurturing and the culturing. And of course, Rasulullah, he refused this absurd demand that they had made. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says it was because we made you ma'soom and we protected you from making these types of decisions and succumbing to these types of demands. And from this we understand that sabat, firmness in religion comes from Allah. Firmness in religion comes from Allah. Steadfastness comes from Allah. Tawfiq comes from Allah. The ability to do good comes from Allah Azza wa Jal. And that's why Nabi Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam has taught us time and again to make the dua. Allahumma sabbitni. The same word is used here. Allah says, we gave you sabat. Sabbatnaka. We made you firm. And that is why you refused the temptations and you refused the demands. And we too, there are temptations in daily life. There are temptations to do something against the will and the command of Allah, whether it comes to our personal lives, whether it comes to our social lives, whether it comes to our dealings and our monetary interactions. Every now and again, there are these temptations and these type of proposals are perhaps, placed before us. We must remember that sabat comes from Allah. Allah is the one who gives us the ability to refuse, to say no, and not to give in to those demands and temptations. And that is why we must continuously make the dua. Allahumma thabbitni ala. Allah, ya muthabbit al-qulub, thabbit qalbi ala deenik. O one who makes hearts firm, keep my heart firm upon your deen. Wa ya musarrif al-qulub, sarrif qalbi ala ta'atik. And all the change of hearts, change my heart towards your obedience. Always make this dua, because then you are drawing support from Allah Azza wa Jal when it comes to your religious affairs and as far as remaining firm and steadfast is concerned. So Allah says, had it not been that we made you firm, it was likely that you would have inclined even a little bit towards them and towards the proposal that they were making. Then Allah says, if you had done that, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, had you inclined towards the demand, and had you accepted the proposal, لَأَذَقْنَاكَ ضِعْفَ الْحَيَاةِ, we would have made you taste double punishment in this worldly life. Had it been, of course, it was never even a thought that the Prophet sallallahu alayhi wa sallam had considered. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, you are a Nabi of Allah. You are the paragon of Allah's creation. You are an example for the entire universe. And that is why, had you inclined towards their demands and given in to their requests, we would have made you taste ضعف الحياة. ضعف الحياة means double a punishment in this worldly life. وضعف الممات, and after death, double punishment after death, because you are a Nabi. ثم لا تجد لك علينا نصيرا, and then you would have found nobody, O Muhammad sallallahu alayhi wa sallam, to have helped you against us. May Allah grant us the understanding.